Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Today's saying is one that won't be all that easy for you if you live and work in the city, but if so, then try to imagine. And another point is that even in the city, although we're surrounded by man-made buildings and man-made freeways and man-made worries, nonetheless there's a sky overhead. There's the sun that rises and sets, the moon that comes up and waxes and wanes. There is still some contact. What I want to say in this saying is be sensitive to nature's moods, not to subject yourself to them, but to keep yourself open to sources of inspiration outside your little ego. I've found in myself, and I'm not pleased with the fact, that when it's raining and cloudy and drizzly, I tend to feel less energized, less cheerful, not necessarily depressed, but somehow more inward. And I'd like to be able to choose those moods so that the inwardness is okay, but the tendency toward feeling a bit sad is not okay. I'd like to be able to have enough command over my own thoughts and feelings that no matter what it's like outside, I can still feel what I choose to feel. That is to say, on a rainy day, still feel upbeat, cheerful, energized, and so on. But even though I can do it sometimes, I do find that there are times when I can't. And so when I say to be sensitive to nature's moods, I don't want to suggest, and I say this here, not to subject yourself to them. Don't allow yourself to accept their moods as your moods necessarily, but to be open, to expand your consciousness and to be aware of nature around you, to be aware of the beauties of the sunset, to be aware of the trees and so on. Take a walk in the park, have lunch there, be out more among the trees. Somehow you will find that as your own consciousness expands, puts out tendrils to sort of draw on the inspiration of the surrounding world, that your own sensitivity and insight will greatly increase. And there is beauty, of course, even in rain. Yogananda said that the rain is like God's tears for human suffering. And you can find in everything, if you look for it, guidance and inspiration that will help you in everything that you do. Because even if your job is to be a bookkeeper, just working with numbers, which may seem a little cold and so on, nonetheless, this greater sensitivity can also open you to the wonders of numbers, to the wonders of how numbers work together to create the functions not only of a business but of the world. Everything, in a way, is ruled by numbers. There's truth in everything, divine truth. So this sensitivity I'm talking about needn't make you turn your back in disgust on the harsh, prosaic realities of life. They, too, are a part of nature. Send out these tendrils from your mind. Broaden your heart and consciousness to include a greater reality. And one way that you can do this is to feel behind everything, a sort of guiding consciousness. That's why I wrote this song, Woodland Devas, and it's from the Mystic Harp. It's played by Derek Bell of the Chieftains, but it came to me while visiting the countryside of England a few years ago and feeling that there really was sort of fairyland behind the manifestations of nature, feeling that there were these woodland sprites behind what I could see with my physical eyes. But that awareness needn't be literal. It can make you just to be more sensitive, be other conscious, be conscious of that which is behind, and in nature you will begin to see a broader reality. So, Woodland Davis, let's listen to it.
Thank you.
So be sensitive to nature's moods. Joy to you.